Mira and Harper Audio present The Lies We Leave Behind by Noelle Salazar, performed by Exie Sands and Patrick Zeller. For the nurses, the women, the unsung heroes of World War II.
1. William. Seattle, 2003. It was the kind of day my wife had often written about in one of her novels. The kind of day when, in my younger years, I'd have grabbed a couple of beers from the fridge and headed to the beach for an afternoon of swimming, lounging, and sunning myself. Or, in my not-quite-as-young years, pulled a few towels from the linen closet, grabbed a plastic bucket and shovel from the garage, and whisked my daughter and wife out the back door, across our lawn, and through the little gate with its little bell to our stretch of rocks and sand. The navy blue water of the Puget Sound stretched out before us. We'd play in the sun until our noses and shoulders turned pink, and then pack up our things and tread, tired but happy, back up to the house. It was the kind of day when, should I allow it, I could be taken back to another time and place. A too brief period that came now only in flashes of faded memories brought about by particular scents and sounds. The smell of the earth and wildflowers, the wind rustling the leaves on the trees, the warmth of the sun pressing against my skin, and the heat of the day undulating, almost visible, but not stifling, thanks to a breeze happening by to lift the hair from my head and cool my skin with a kiss of relief before flitting away again. It was the kind of day you took notice of, appreciated, didn't take for granted as you lifted your face to it, eyes closed, a small smile as you took in its simple perfection.
Magical.
A voice from the past whispered in my ear. A memory. A ghost. I grinned, lost for a moment as I allowed my mind to take me back. Just for a minute. I wouldn't let myself stay there, or else the guilt would come. I'd had too good a life to let myself get pulled into the what-ifs and why-nots. But sometimes I liked to travel back. To imagine. I felt I owed it to the man I was. I felt I owed it to her.
Dad?
A hand pressed on my shoulder, and I started and turned in my chair, looking up into the concerned golden brown eyes of my daughter, Elizabeth. Lizzie, named for her mother's all-time favorite literary character.
You okay?
She asked, her dark brow furrowed.
I was calling you.
I chuckled and pressed my hands to the worn navy blue arms of my favorite deck chair. So many times Olivia, my wife, had wanted to have it repainted. But I liked it this way. We'd bought the pair of chairs soon after we'd moved in, many decades ago now. And while she'd had hers sanded and painted several times over the years, I liked the mine it weathered with me, each of us showing our age. My body forming to it. Or perhaps it forming to my body. Who could know? Regardless, it was mine. And I liked the way life and age had changed it. As both had changed me as well. I got to my feet and pulled my daughter into a hug, dropping a kiss on her head. I'm fine. Just enjoying the weather.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?